The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Michael D. Higgins, has expressed concerns over the volume of legislation he's being asked to consider. In a letter to the Oireachtas, President Higgins said he was being asked to scrutinise large amounts of complex legislation in a short time frame. In the first 3 weeks of July, the President has been presented with no less than 19 separate bills. On one particular day, 9 bills were delivered. Now, to talk about this, I'm joined by Independent Clare TD Michael McNamara and by Minister of State for Higher and Further Education, Niall Collins from Fianna Fáil. Good morning and welcome to you both. I'll come and get the government view on all of this in a few moments. But first of all, Michael McNamara, what is your take on the President's plea that he's being overworked in a very short time frame?
Well, I haven't seen the President's letter, obviously, but I've seen the media reports of it. And my understanding is that he wasn't so much complaining about the amount of legislation being passed, but the fact that it's been compressed into a couple of weeks. And that's become an increasing feature of the Dáil and Seanad, that, yeah, you know, no, we don't have any...
Michael, as a legislator, you've read some of these bills, perhaps you've read all of them. And for the layman, they're not easy reading. A lot of them are kind of just the pro forma stuff that has to go in. And then there's the nitty gritty and there's, you know, subclause 1, 2, 3, paragraph 5, issue this and that and the other. To read it, never mind understand it, and then examine it forensically is not the work of, you know, one evening's reading. It requires, I would imagine, several days, each one, of scrutiny.
It does, and in particular it needs to be discussed at committee stage, where you have usually a fairly non-combative collegiate approach, and TDs sit down and they tease out the meaning of the bill, they propose amendments, the government propose amendments, and all of those amendments are discussed and what impact those amendments will have. But instead of that happening, I mean, this government has passed 5 pieces of legislation on COVID. Each of those, the key pieces of legislation, each of those has been curtailed to about 2 hours debate in total, not for any particular stage of it, but all stages. Equally, the government, the Climate Action Bill was a key part of the government's legislative agenda, and that was curtailed Dáil, and the Minister for the Environment said that he wasn't going to be taking any...
Lest we think, people have an image of the President up there by candlelight, burning the midnight oil, going through these things. He has help. I mean, there would be people in his secretarial staff who'd cut the dross out and say, Uachtaráin, these are the key points that you need to consider. Or does he have that kind of help?
Well, I don't really know how he does this, but what I do know is that, you know, the President goes through a bill at the end of the process, and he started the last pair of eyes on a bill before it's signed and becomes law. But in many instances, with regard to the way this government is making legislation, he's the first pair of eyes on a bill, because amendments that are proposed by the opposition aren't reached, they're not debated, the government doesn't give enough time, won't allow sufficient time to enable them to be debated. And then government amendments, usually what happens at the end of 2 hours is there's a motion put that the bill pass and that all amendments proposed by the minister be accepted. And that's the only consideration there is. There is no consideration whatsoever of those amendments by anybody in the legislature other than Michael D. Higgins, or the President, who is now Michael D. Higgins, as he's about to pass that. Now, I don't think that makes for good law, and it certainly doesn't make for inclusive democracy, because...
Okay,
you know,
the last point I'd put to you, Michael, would be, look, this is COVID, this is a moving story, things have got to be done quickly, there's no point in spending 3 months debating a piece of legislation that actually may be irrelevant, you know, say the restaurant indoor dining considerations, things like that, and in 3 months' time we're all going to be vaccinated, it's not going to be an issue anymore. But in the meantime, you've got to police everything, you've got to do everything right. What do you say to that plea of urgency?
I completely agree with you, but I mean, 3 months is out of the question. But 3 days is not too much, or even, you know, a full day is not too much on a key piece of legislation. I mean, we could sit late into the night, because what we have is weeks and weeks and weeks of statements about nonsense that really have very little impact on anybody's life. They're an opportunity for ministers to tell everybody what a great time they're having, and the opposition to say, or what a great job they're doing, and the opposition to say they're doing a bad job. And instead of doing the key work of the Dáil, which is to make legislation, and like when legislation legislation is challenged in the courts, the courts say, well, look, this legislation has been carefully considered by the Dáil and we're going to have deference to that. They will occasionally strike it down as being unconstitutional, notwithstanding that, but there is a deference. The problem is that the legislation is not being considered by the Dáil. You know, the Dáil is sitting at considerable expense to the taxpayers in the convention centre so that it can do its job, but it's not doing its job. Yes, 3 months is out of the question. Yes, there's occasionally a necessity to move legislation through really quickly overnight, like when the IBRC was liquidated so that the state wouldn't be taken for a ride by the markets in the morning, or when a loophole emerges because something is struck down as unconstitutional or emerges in the courts. But usually there is a minimum amount of time required to make an act properly and to do so in a way that includes not just government TDs and not just the government view, but also the opposition. That's not happening at the moment.
I want to get the view of the Minister of State, Niall Collins. It does seem an awful lot of work pressured on the President. 19 bills in just 3 weeks in July and 9 of them delivered on the one day. I mean, in another circumstance, you say you're having a laugh at the expense of the President.
Good morning, Pat. No, I wouldn't think so. I think it's important to remember that the government has a very wide-ranging and ambitious programme for government, which we're delivering on. That requires lots of legislation, lots of detailed and complex legislation. And I think the people of Ireland expect the government to deliver on the key commitments within the programme for government, and that's exactly what we're doing. You look at the areas of climate action, the areas of housing.
I know. No one is saying that none of this is worthy stuff now. That's not the point. What the President is saying, it's unprecedented. He writes to the Houses of the Iraq, they're saying, listen, this is crazy stuff. 19 bills in 3 weeks, 9 of them on the one day. It's too much to ask. And it's too much to ask someone to do it properly. I mean, the President is above all else. But the notion that the President's view of something might be challenged in the court, and I don't know whether it could happen that the President would be hauled into court as a witness to say, I'm sorry, I just didn't have the time to do it. The deadline was there.
Yeah, no.
And either I had to refuse to sign it and therefore delay action on COVID or whatever, or just sign it and hope for the best. That is not an ideal situation.
Well, we're living in very challenging times, there's no doubt about that. And as we've discussed many times in our past, there is occasion when we have to have emergency legislation. We have to react to the changing dynamic of COVID. And we have also to deal with the other areas of society that aren't impacted. For example, the Fair Deal legislation progressed through the Dáil during the last term. There are non-emergency pieces of legislation which were also passed. But look, in the main, it's for the government to fulfil its remit and its mandate. The Oireachtas also has a responsibility here. There is a business committee within the Oireachtas that arranges the business of the Oireachtas in terms of providing time.
Okay, but hang on. Ordering of business. The Cabinet has told us they're going to keep on meeting, and the Cabinet subcommittee on COVID is going to keep on meeting throughout August. But the obvious course of action here would be to delay the Holliers for one and all, spend another week or two doing this right rather than rushed, because I'm tempted to say legislate in haste, repent and ultimately repeal at leisure.
Yeah, well, I don't think or agree that any of the legislation has been rushed. There has been a debate, fairly wide-ranging debate about all of the legislation which has passed, not just within the Oireachtas, but right across.
No, but what is it? Are you saying that the President isn't up to the job?
No, I didn't say that at all.
I'm just wondering, because if you think this is okay, this process is okay, 19 bills in 3 weeks, that's okay, and the President is complaining, well, if you're saying it's fine, obviously you don't think that he's up to the job.
No, and you shouldn't be trying to put words into my mouth. What I'm saying is clearly the President is entitled to voice his opinion and his concerns. There is a meeting of the business committee within the Oireachtas today. That is the Ceann Comhairle and the chair of the Seanad, along with the party representatives. They are the people who organise the Dáil sittings in terms of allocating various opportunities and speaking opportunities. They organise the committees. The committees were curtailed due to COVID. That wasn't a decision of government. You have a number of factors at play here. But I think the overriding message that I want your listeners to understand is, of course, Michael D. Higgins is entitled to voice his opinion. Government is conscious of that. Euroctus has a major role to play here in relation to how they organise their business. That impacts on what Michael D. Higgins has been saying also. But we within government have a very ambitious and wide-ranging programme for government, which the people of Ireland expect us to deliver upon. And that's what we're very much focused on doing. And I think everybody expects everybody to step up to the plate and play their part.
Okay, including the president, is that it?
Absolutely. We all have a role to play here. And, you know, the president's concerns, of course, will be listened to. And the Oireachtas are meeting today post-haste as a result of his correspondence and communication.
All right. We will leave it there. Thanks to Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara, the first voice you heard. And that was Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick County Minister of State for Further and Higher Education and lots more as well.